Good morning, American Fork High School Symphonic Band. This is Dan Pham from Washington State University. Congratulations on making the UMEA Contraband Festival. I'm very much looking forward to hearing you perform. I hope my comments will be helpful to all of you. Know your pieces very well. Amazing enough, this is the second time I've heard Wellington March this year. Good definition accents at the beginning. Be careful, mesh for those unison lines. Beat two, that pitch there needs to be centered just a little bit more. Ooh, clarity, measure 19. Make sure we can hear every single one of those eighth notes. Thank you for unison accents, number 27. Good lift to them. Thank you for the strong accents on the syncopation. We can energize da 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 dee. Energize to that top note. Now it needs to energize some more going into measure 49, please, or 47, excuse me. Be careful, can we smooth out that accent a little bit more? I don't think you're meaning to accent measure 53. That's better with the clarity on the obligato sections, these eighth notes. Carry those eighth notes all the way through in measure 71 to 72, please. There's good energy and good contrast between the various different sections. These are just little nitpicky ideas. These ascending half notes here in measure 78, we need to make sure that we center the pitch just a little bit more. Well, I think more so, yeah, it's the pitch. I mean, some of it is some discrepancies as far as how we're attacking the notes as far as these accents are concerned. But there's unison across the board as far as within the band. They have to be in tune. Oh, we're losing audibility at the end of those eighth notes there, guys. Blow all the way through to that last note. There has to be more energy in that. I'm not talking about louder. We just have to make sure that the air is moving forward on those accompaniment figures, those fanfare lines in the trumpets. We need to make sure that we keep moving the air as being spit out. Right now, I think it's not a matter of playing louder or softer. I think some of the things that are being buried within the section has to do more with clarity and not clear, you know, or lack of clarity. For example, you know, that line there, I think if everyone's articulating the exact same way, that's going to speak, you know, volumes louder than just, you know, asking someone to blow more air or to blow louder. You know, these are just the nitpicky ideas that makes, you know, a great band even greater. Here we go, Mackie. Let's make sure that our ends of our notes. Starts and ends of our notes. Everyone, let's make sure that we're all agreeing. See, oftentimes when we sit there and we listen to one another, we're listening to the middle part of the meaty part of the note, and that's really, for the most part, very good. We have to agree on how we start these little sub-phrases, these nuances. And careful, these longer pitches that you're holding over the bar line, don't drop the ends of your phrases. Don't drop the pitch at the end. Now, it's really interesting, you know, when we have this new section at letter B, we arrive on beats 1 and 3, and we clearly cadence, but then beats 2 and 4, we really kind of back off, and there's not really that follow-through of tonal energy and sonorous fullness. Interesting. Follow through, ba-dee-dee, sing all the way through that last line. I mean, every part of the note has to resonate with just beautiful tone. Okay, nice swell going into measure 36. Be careful as we're playing our leaps, especially with brasses. A lot of times when we're leaping over a second or third, we're overshooting those notes. Like going into number 37, for example, it's 37 going to 38. When we overshoot, we especially in the ascending, we overshoot. We're by definition playing sharp. And in contrast, when we're leaping below, we're overshooting. We're causing the intonation to go flat. The group plays very musically, has a solid understanding of these large arrival moments, and it's very, very beautiful. I do think we need to iron out, you know, the striving to make the texture even smoother after letter G. These cascading eighth notes, just absolutely just smooth, buttery, velvety, whatever terminology you want to use. It's by in no way choppy, but it can certainly be more flowing between the bar lines. So on a very subtle level, you know, we're working towards, it sounds like we're working towards the beautiful sonorous cadences of beats 1 and 3, or the main beats, the strong beats of the measure. And then there's energy that just goes away after we hear that fullness. We have to make sure that we're consistently pushing through the measure, so there's always that that depth in sound, depth in ensemble throughout the musical passage. Like this cadence there, very beautiful, but there's no reason why that kind of energy, that kind of fullness shouldn't be available or shouldn't be audible in the other measures as well too. I mean, it's very, very minor. It's obviously the group plays very well. They know exactly who they're listening to. They know exactly how to listen. We just make sure that, you know, we are actually doing those things throughout, you know, the duration of a measure. Don't just wait for a root position chord. Don't just wait on a, you know, a tonic chord to sit there and say, or here we are, and we're just going to play really full here. It should be full all the time. You know, so consistency in how we hear and how we execute, you know, cadences, how we listen to each other, it always has to be very, very, very evident in our ensemble playing. All right, here we go, Robert Shelton. Clarity in the first eight measures, please make sure that we can hear every single 16th note absolutely clearly. Da 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 ti. Not only in pulse, but also how we're articulating the last parts of those 16th notes. Yeah, make sure that the last note is just lifted a beat. Da da ti da da ti da da ti. Or ta 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 ta. Good control there at 33 with the trumpets. Thank you. Very stately, not overplayed. Nicely done. Thank you. energy throughout. The group plays very, very well as far as from a musical standpoint, playing over the bar line, playing to really extreme points in the phrase. Oh, let's make sure that we all agree on how we're starting the second movement, how our ideas start. Oh, nice swell there. Thank you. Measure 73 and 74. Very beautiful. Make sure that we're having energy in those leaves. Body. Oh, don't stop the air on the little turn. If it's possible, saxophonist, if you can put a little bit more vibrato, you can put vibrato at the end of your phrase just to sweeten up the line a bit more, that'd be fantastic. Make sure that sings in that lower, as you leap down that perfect fifth. There you go. Thank you. Always energize to that lower note. It's very easy to just have those notes go flat because of lack of tone or lack of air. Careful. Measure 97. Don't pelt those quarter note, half note too hard. The crescendo is a little bit too early in the suspended cymbal, but that's just my taste. Nothing really wrong with what you did. Just for my taste, just a little bit. Hold off on that crescendo a little longer. Oh, don't back off in the air as you make that leap there at 106. Ooh, don't let the pitch fall. Don't let the pitch fall. And I wouldn't take a breath there. Carry it over the bar line at over 109. Definition of articulation between each one of those notes in this little jig at the end, in the last movement, excuse me. This is very brisk, by the way. Thank you for releasing that last tied note. Prepares the tongue position a lot better for the next note. Pitch. Yes, trumpets, you have the melody. It has to be in tune. Nice obbligato line in the upper woodwinds. See, they're not overblowing. It's just they're all matching as far as where pitch and articulation is. Good energy going to 198, excuse me. Yeah, as you blow over the break there, clarinets, you got to blow with more air, yeah? There can't be a stoppage of sound or air. Good energy throughout here. This fire and just real passion there. Good clarity, good technique. Fingers in the woodwinds. We'll be right back. Yeah, a lot of things that I'm mentioning to you, you know, as far as real small ideas, you know, from clarity and articulations, releases, you know, how we're approaching these leaps, you know, overall these things are, you know these things, but sometimes we lose sight or we lose oral memory of these things because when we're playing so very rapidly or we're caught in the moment of music production, it's you know, it's easy to forget. But obviously the group is being taught very, very, very well. So some nice things overall. I really enjoyed your performance. Hope my comments will be helpful to you in the future. Looking forward to hearing you all again in the future. Take care. Congratulations.